Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Masks of Nyarlathotep, by Larry DiTilio and Lynn Willis.
Well, why don't we use this one as a review?
About how screwed we are?
Just to go through, like, maybe go through the chapters that you guys have done so far.
That would probably be worthwhile, both for us and the listeners. And obviously, we're not going to actually get any playing done, right? Because we're like missing everyone.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So
yeah, I could certainly use a recap. I had no idea what was going on when we were actively playing it, so I have even less idea that now, so.
Okay,
same.
Well, have you guys got the document open? The notes?
Yep.
Yep. So we'll start with go by chapter, so start with New York. What do people remember from New York?
Well, let's see, what happened? There was a completely different set of characters, none of whom are still alive, I think.
There's some that are alive, just insane.
Well, just not around anymore. Gone their different ways. There's somebody named Jackson Elias.
Who was a friend
or acquaintance of people, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the writer. So he basically was killed. We arrived at the hotel. He was killed by the Bloody Thumb. Did some research and we arrived at the Juju House. Where there were zombies in the basement.
Yep. And also, seeing these second link, which has got the clues as well. That you guys had clues in inventory.
And the whole point here was that he Jackson Elias was now he was the what's the connection from him to the Carlisle expedition? He was researching it? He was
researching and following up on the Carlisle expedition and basically wanted a group of people to meet up with him. This was, I think, through Ophelia.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Yeah, basically wanted to put together a group of investigators to help out. Help him out. But by the time you got to him, he had been murdered.
And he was researching the Carlisle expedition because he's like a writer or journalist or something, and there were some mysteries about the Carlisle expedition because it was thought that they disappeared into Africa and everyone was killed, but then there was some evidence that some of the members were alive after everyone was supposed to have been killed.
That is correct. He met Jackson Elias, had met with someone who had spoken with Brady, one of the members of the Carlisle expedition that is meant to have been killed, and Jack Brady. There was so many clues that you
Jack,
guys missed.
Jack
Brass Brady. Jack Brass. Blade over his heart.
There were so many clues that you guys did miss out on in New York chapter, but yeah, you got his papers, and you got notes basically from all around the globe, from London to Shanghai. You investigated the Juju House, and unfortunately came.
So hang on, the connection to the Juju House was, now they were in like an exporter, they were doing import-export like from Nigeria?
They were importing from Nigeria.
Okay, and
someone
had some paperwork from there, so we thought there was some connection between the Juju House and the expedition.
No, not in Nigeria, but Nairobi, Kenya.
Nalefetep Papers 15 had Silas Nkwane from the Emerson Import. It was a card with Silas Nkwane on it. You guys went to Emerson Import and found out that from Mombasa, that Silas Nkwane was the owner of the Juju House. And he had been importing from Mombasa in Kenya. And this was one of the clues that Jackson had
uncovered.
Yeah, had it uncovered, yeah.
And then at the Juju House is where we found, like, zombies in the basement, right?
That is correct.
And I think a couple of our members may have been a little hasty and had gone there on their own.
Yes.
I think that's how Tuatu died.
Yes, oh, Tuatu and Jimmy, did they both die? Yeah, they both died, and Tuatu came back as a zombie when you went there the second time.
Right. And then the rest of the group went in force and cleaned the place out, I believe.
Yeah. But the big guy, Silas Nkwane, was, you guys never saw him, but you saw the creature that was in the pit. And it was Aja Singh who was the exporter in Mombasa. And then you decided at this stage it was time with the whole cult. After you guys, you thought it was time to leave New York.
Well, some of the people also met Erica Carlisle, right? I guess she had a party that was still in New York, right?
Yes, that was still in New York. Yep. Erica's party, yep.
And Erica Carlisle is like the sister or something of the Carlisle Expedition, Carlisle?
It's sister and the only surviving member of the Carlisle family.
Oh, okay.
So she's in charge of all the money and everything. And yeah, Ophelia was invited because Ophelia moved in her circles. But unfortunately, you were able to get some books out of the library, but you never actually asked, Ophelia never asked her any questions about the Carlisle and Roger Carlisle, her brother.
That's what I was going to say. So we didn't, the only thing we found out from Erica or the party or the house was that they had some weird books that I think we stole, and that was it.
Basically, yep. And then Betsy came in, and Jamie the Weasel, and you went to the funeral, and decided that you're going to head to London.
We're flashing all the way back, huh?
Oh, hey.
Hello. I heard a rumor that you weren't joining us. We decided to do this.
Lies.
Good to hear your voice again.
You do.
We decided to do this as a review because it's been so long since we've actually done masks.
Cool.
Well, it's a good thing that Edwin's here because I'm sure Edwin knows everything that happened. So
I've got the notes just like you do.
So what do you guys remember about London?
Oh, there was that nasty man who runs the art the museum.
Gavigan.
The
New Foundation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And actually, I don't remember what I remember from this one versus the other one, so I better shut up.
We broke into the basement. We found a few things, references to some shipments that the Gabby Gang was doing to other places. Mombasa as well, and we got some references to Australia, and we got some references to Hofong as well in China, and I believe that was it.
You broke into you tried to burn down the Penhue Foundation and failed miserably at doing that. You then found out about his home out of the city and went to look at it. You also looked into a local artist.
Yeah, we did.
Mr. Shipley. But that you didn't take that very, very far.
No, that was kind of a dead end, or we made that a dead end.
Yeah.
I think. Somebody took one of the paintings and then it disappeared or something. Did that happen?
You bought one of the paintings, but you destroyed it when you destroyed a lot of other...
That's right.
Of your books and that. You attacked, you went to the Blue Pyramid Club, and Jamie and Tito kept on keeping an eye out about, Tito? Yeah. Basically were keeping a lookout at the Blue Pyramid Club, but in the end you ended up going straight to and poor Jamie died by the fog monster.
Yeah. None of us. I think no one who's alive knows about the fog monster.
No. You went to Gavagan's
apartment at some point.
His country estate in Mayfair, country estate in Essex.
Yeah, I prefer that you not relate what happened there, because it's going to make us sound like some really bad people. I think there was a lot of self-defense going on as various cultists tried to kill us.
Yes, cultists running out of the place and you gunning them down.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people may see it that way.
After also visiting Tufik's apartment and killing him as well in cold blood, I don't know. You guys started with Gavagan missing. You guys decided that it was time to leave London.
And I don't think we were wrong.
And you...
Didn't we free some people from Gavigan's house?
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's right. Joined,
yes. Akiki, our brother, and...
some archaeologist professor guy that I was...
Alan Stokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't last too long.
See, we weren't all evil. We did some good.
You saved them and they decided to join you.
It's not our fault they're dumb.
Well, you followed up and you went to Egypt. And Cairo. So... This is, by the way, session 15 down to. And in Cairo, you speak with Dr. Ali Kafur, the head of the Egyptian Museum, who basically was willing to help you translate and did help translate a lot of the documents that you had.
Can we say for the record that I believe he's still alive?
He is still alive.
And I would just like that to be, mentioned in our favor.
You also met up with Fariz Najia, who was the artifact dealer to the Carlisle. You first went to his original shop, which had been burnt down.
Not by us.
No, by a hideous fire demon, 5 or 6 years ago. And then you met him up at his new shop and, he basically gets you to meet him at the, it was a, what's it called?
Market. Souk.
Yeah, that's where his shop was.
There were all those cats.
The mosque.
That mosque, right. Yes.
Yeah, it's the El Hussein Mosque. At lunch, he'll have a room. And you had an appointment. And he talked about, Roger Carlisle and the group and his contact with Warren Bassett.
Was that the place with the buried treasure that got stolen immediately? Or am I making that one up? Was that a completely different scenario?
I think you're making that one up. Basically, Warren Bassat was a Frenchman who worked also for the Carlisle, and he had a long statement
to give
you.
And he was the opium-addled one?
He was a little bit off his rocker, yeah.
Yes, he was the opium-addled one. And you knew that there was another one, another group called the Henry Clive Expedition, which is also funded by the Pentu Foundation. And from there, you you learned about the Dutch archaeologist Jan Willem van Heuvelen, who was fired by Clive, and is in Cairo and could be contacted. And you learnt about the people in the Clive expedition. And you learnt a few spells. You went to the Bent Pyramid as tourists.
That went really well.
Yes.
For those people who ended up becoming minor nobility, I think that was a good move, a good career move.
Yeah, poor Akiki sits on the throne.
Well, it didn't go so well for Akiki, but for everybody else. Well, not everybody else, but for some other people.
Yes, and he is taken over by the Black Pharaoh. And Miles and Ophelia step through the archway into the past and are trapped, totally and utterly insane, if I remember correctly.
Hard to know at this distance, but...
In ancient Egypt. And all that was left of Akiki was the burnt body. You then the recap that we did back then. Okay.
Isn't that when we dumped the mummy on the middle of the ocean and then we found out that we failed?
Yeah, basically, yeah, you went under... Did you go to the Clive? You first went to speak with the Dutch guy and you came across the whole Bast. The Dutch guy had stolen some stuff, some scrolls, a scroll from, but a temple to Bast. And
Cat Lady.
Yeah. And, Iris decides that you have to return them. And Iris, Gail's character, basically had a cooling from the cat lady. And you return the scrolls. From there you went...
Wait. Another deed in the plus column.
Yes, perhaps. That's another deed in the plus column. And then you went
don't go over those so lightly.
Then you went to the Moscow toilet, and another deed in the plus column. You tried to warn them about a possible attack, and somebody wants to steal the girdle of Nidocris.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, and then basically you read in the paper that the next day that unfortunately what you had said had happened, and but it wasn't attacked by hands, but they said a worm-like creature came.
Yep.
From underground. And isn't that where Alan met? Oh, no, Boris.
Boris the Spider.
Boris, Edwin's character, Boris, failed several rolls of climbing. And people fail to grab him, and he falls past a seam, and
I forgot about Boris, because he was only with us for about 5 minutes of game time, I think.
Yeah. I think he was the second shortest lived character.
Oh, no, he had another session. Yeah. Yeah, he, that was not so good for him.
Jim had the shortest lived session. My character.
Oh, that's hardly a surprise.
Randall's fault.
Always. That is true. That is true. It was Randall's fault.
Self-defense.
Yes, I seem to recall the PCs killing off most of the, or many of the prisoners there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, you basically go down into... You find a secret passageway that leads you underneath the sinks and into this chamber where you first defeat these animal-headed mummies.
Yeah, and those guys were rough.
That was a sort of a dungeon crawl. They just kept coming at us.
Yes. Yes, there was... You met, I think, about two or three lots of them. But survived them quite well.
Yeah.
While in the actual chamber, basically, guards come in with some prisoners or sacrifices. Asim dies, and that Alan dies as well. And you guys kill several of the prisoners accidentally by using shotguns into groups to get the cultists.
Scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Or omelets or whatever it is. So, yeah.
And Jim is soon to be dead character number 4 in session 21. So, yes. You decide that it was time to leave. Time to leave Egypt and go to Nairobi for Mombasa first, and that's where you basically in the flight over you push the mummy out of the plane, Randall.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't, yeah. But yes, that happened.
and got news that Omar Shakti, who you knew who had found out world. I bid leader in the cult. You've got this thing about leaving the head of the cult still alive in all the cities.
Well, we want to make sure that you have something to do.
So, on to Mombasa, where you meet new friends, make new friends, and you you work out about where the slaughter of the Carlisle exhibition is near. I'm near Mount Kenya. Well, north of Mount Kenya, but close. You go to the Singe warehouse on the dock. RGR's thing is away. Basically, there wasn't really, you get access to the upstairs office, but, notice that, Nkwana shipments was handled by Mr. Tandor in Nairobi. So at this stage, you decide to catch the train to Nairobi. And while on the train to Nairobi, you see two stars were spotted in the sky, burning brightly, approaching the train. And unfortunately, poor Cordelia
goes down in flames.
She went insane and decided that she needed to embrace the fire. And Betsy went mad and decided to burn all the books and scrolls.
And I don't think that was the result of insanity. I think that was the result of, that seemed like the best idea at the time. Right, because the working theory that Betsy came up with was, well, we need to keep all this stuff out of the hands of the bad guys, so clearly we can't protect it, so we just need to destroy it.
Right. We can't hold on to anything.
That was perfect. It seemed perfectly logical to me.
And so you then investigated Nairobi. Got Sergeant Bumpton's statement. Paper number 34 of the notes. Page 55.
Silly amount of notes.
Pardon?
It's a silly amount of notes.
I was just looking at the dates. Dates that started in 2016 and November 2017. yeah, so.
Then we all died.
Well, you followed the track to north up to the Mountain of the Black Wind.
Where, clearing with some weird stuff in it, or nothing in it, some weird nothing in it.
Yes. And then you went, as you were approaching the mountain, when you were approaching the mountain, you were attacked by some cultists, and you unleashed the lizard, a chameleon.
That was pretty good.
And she grew into this huge thing and basically killed them all. and then disappeared.
That's because we were nice to it and fed it.
Exactly.
Because we're good people overall.
And then you headed into the mountain itself, which did not go quite as well to plan with the ritual at hand for all the birthing of the spawn of the Black Wind. And several people died. Really, I think, yeah, Tony.
We managed to escape, right? A few of us.
Several, a few escaped, yeah.
Tony's Gino escaped.
It's just Tony just and looking for Tony and Kay, right?
Yeah, Tony and Kay escaped. Yeah. Tony and Kay escaped. And you decided it was time to leave Africa, and you decided that the best place was to go to Shanghai.
Well, if you're going to vacation somewhere and to sit out the end of the world, Shanghai is as good a choice as any.
Yep. Sounds good. Or sounded good.
Does somebody else want to read from the notes for Shanghai?
I feel like I was not around for Shanghai. So, I remember, I do remember some meetings in Shanghai, actually. I must have been around. Because we had those, we went to that cafe or that bar. It was a couple bars.
Yeah, so
and we were in Shanghai to look for Jack Brady.
Right, who has a Bible or a flask or something that stops bullets. Am I making that up?
That was the story of how he became Brass Brady. Jack Brass Brady, because he had a flask in his top pocket, and when he was shot, hit the flask and it stopped the bullet.
That's a, he gave us a ridiculously long statement. Holy cow. Dreams? Yachts?
And also you're looking into the Hofeng import. And the photo of the yacht, the Dark Mistress.
Yeah, and people got shot off the... that didn't go so well.
Yeah, you
hit the yacht. That was Max.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I think your guy had some bad dice rolls and ended up... Was that you?
Yeah,
Matu Nagoro.
Yes. He decided to swim over to the boat and failed his stealth check. Then I think he fumbled at one stage and ended up on the ground with several surrounded by several cultists.
Yeah.
Or gangsters. I think at this point we're not necessarily sure of their cult affiliations.
You know that the Hofeng import had cult affiliations because they were part of what Penju Foundation would use.
Right, but the guys with guns might just be hired. I mean, they're probably, well, we don't know. They're probably just gangsters.
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
And we ambushed some. Hey, we have people to question. What are we doing reminiscing? I have no idea who they are. Smiley and Nails follow the followers. We ambush them. That seems pretty good.
And so, yeah, basically, you're this is where we're fairly well up to, is you guys have to decide where you want to go next. You can follow the Ho Fong lead. Yeah, because they've got the yacht, possibly find out where Ho Fong actually lives.
So I actually did a very nice summary of the statement. Probably was Eileen. I don't know.
It might have been. Sometimes I do that to make it searchable.
Yeah. So it's kind of a summary of the statement from... We got a couple of leads. We got Roger in Sanitarium Hong Kong. Aubrey being here on deck of the Dark Mistress.
And was passed down. We should probably blow up the Dark Mistress. That seems like a good thing to do.
Well, and isn't that, we could assume that that's the boat that we saw in the picture that was in Jackson Elias's papers from the beginning? Because there was a boat in the Chinese harbor that had just D-A-R visible.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yep. That is correct. Yep, that is correct. Yep. And that Roger is in a sanitarium in Hong Kong. And you know that in just under a year's time, there's going to be some sort of ritual near here or in the general vicinity, which is meant to bring about the return of Nyarlathotep.
Right.
Right. Which might be a little less destructive than us continuing on the path that we're on, but it's hard to know. Yeah, so, right, so Penyu has made it here with us, so that's good, since we now have a second or third or fourth chance to deal with him. And he won't recognize us, because we're not the same us as we were before, but we will recognize him.
Now, the person you saw in London was Devagar.
Oh, that's right, Penyu's the money, that's right.
Penyu was the guy who was in... who was
in
the
in the Carlisle
expedition? Who was died?
He was presumed dead on the.
But we have. I mean, all the Europeans were presumed dead, except that now we presume that all of them were not. Did not none of them died? It seemed like it was only the porters and I don't know none of them, but that most of them survived and have.
It's because
scattered to the seven winds.
Europeans' bodies were never found.
Right, right, because they went in and got superpowers in the pyramid. While all of the, it's really time for a revolution. All of the workers were killed by whatever happened.
Or we need a good union. That's what we need. Is a union for cultists.
A cultist union. It's getting too dangerous. The pay is not very good. There's too big of a differential in spellcasting abilities between the upper and lower members of the cult.
And then all the, you know, PCs come in to and ruin it for them. Kill them. I mean,
the life insurance is steep, that's for sure. For those guys.
So, yeah, and then we're basically up to date. Now.
Cool.
Yeah. The leads we have for this place, well, other than the finding Brady, was also to the shipments to Ho Fong from Penghu's Foundation basement.
That is correct.
And that's where I will stop my...
You That's where you'll stop your knowledge.
Exactly, yeah. So whatever you guys decide to do, I'll tag along. Tony's still there, so a little bit sad because he failed. Tito.
Right. Yep.
Oh yeah, and the map in the sanctum, where you met the Black Pharaoh, had a gem on the wall, which basically had Nairobi, Australia, in Western Australia, and a gem in the vicinity of Shanghai. And I'm just trying to look at.
So my brain turned off. Who's this Roger? Who's the Roger who's in the?
Roger Carlyle.
Roger Carlyle. Okay, the leader. Yeah. The leader of the expedition.
No, the money of the expedition. Rather.
Right.
He funded it.
Yeah, he was on it also.
Yes, he was on it. Remember
that's why he's crazy.
Brady? Yeah, Brady told us that he extracted him.
Yeah,
from Africa.
Yeah, Brady was his good friend.
Right.
Okay, so do you want to do some playing or do we want to leave it there for tonight? And let Jonathan come back and possibly Gemma as well.
No, I'll say let's keep moving. We got still 1 hour. You can play.
Yeah.
Let's move things along.
So we don't have Steve. We should have a couple, some other people to help with this questioning of the dock workers. So we have whoever they were following, right? So let's see, Smiley, blah, 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 Kerwin and Cuddles and Brady. So Kerwin and Cuddles were being followed. And then Nails and Smiley followed them. And we don't have Kerwin. And I have no idea who Cuddles is. And Nails is not here. So it's really just... Whoops, what just happened? Did I do that? No. Nails, I guess. Am I making this up?
Based on the notes, seems like Smiley Nails fellow followers, and they killed him.
Well, only two of them. Taking two dead, two unconscious. Plan is to question them later.
Yes.
So who's Cuddles? Who's the Lamprey?
Cuddles, just wait. Smiley sits on the meeting side.
I think Cuddles was the nickname that someone gave me.
Oh, yes! Yes!
When we were waiting for him to create a name, Gemma called you Cuddles the Lamprey. Oh,
good. So we have at least two. So in any case, we can probably get these guys back to our hotel through the ruse of, you know, drunk friends that went a little too far and need some help back into, and then we would have all of us together to chat these guys up.
Sounds good. Yep.
So Cuddles is the name we made up for Chang Li.
Yeah.
Yeah, because okay. Max was taking too long to come up with a name, so Gemma did it for him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she did a fine job, as usual. Okay. Right. So, yeah, let's do that.
So, yeah, so eventually we'll wake these guys up, throw some water in their faces. They're tied up, of course, and we've searched them. What's in their pockets? Tattoos or something like that?
In their pockets, they didn't have much in way of stuff on them. They had their weapons. Some IDs in Chinese. And a bit of money.
Do they have any gang signs on them or tattoos or anything?
No.
And are they, I forget, are they Chinese?
They're Chinese, yes.
Okay. So we have, do they have even ID or anything? Do they have names?
They have names. I don't, I have to come up with a couple of names now.
Those are going to be called Cuddles 2 and Cuddles 3.
Cool one. Jackie and the other one, Chan. Why not?
Awesome. Should we separate them? Do we want to go crazy on this?
Well, we are trying to do this. We are trying to do this in the hotel, right?
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough. Shanghai hotels are not, you know, going to ask a whole lot of questions, which is good that we're in Shanghai doing this and not London, I suppose. But I mean, there's got to be a limit still, right? To
right,
just how much they can overlook.
Yeah.
Screaming and yelling from one room is probably okay, but...
Oh, you think separate? Well, because I was thinking if we get different stories out of them, or, you know, if we get the... If they're separate, then we might be able to see what is true and what is false based on overlap. But it is true that... plus, they might not know whether their buddies are alive or not. But, yeah, I don't know what we think is best. What are we trying to find out? We'll have a little conference before we wake them up.
Yeah, do you want to know from these guys?
Who are they working for and why were they following us?
Why were they following us? What do they know about what's going on the boat? Maybe... I mean, it seems like it'd be nice to know how to get onto the, or what the schedule is, or when they arrived, or I don't know.
Or do they have anything to do with, or do they know Roger Carlyle or Penhew?
Right. These are just thugs.
Or Roger Carlyle's girl who's in trouble.
Hmm? Who dat?
Oh. Yeah, sorry.
By girl, do you mean daughter or girlfriend or?
I think it was his like assistant who he was rooming.
Oh, Roger's girl is trouble, not is in trouble.
Oh, is trouble. Gotcha.
You thought she was in Africa.
We met her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, at the Mountain of the Black Wind. She was at the ritual.
Oh yeah.
She led the ritual.
Yes.
And the photographer from the group was the one who had the baby.
Okay.
Jim, make me an idea roll.
Okay.
Ha!
05, yep.
Okay, you, being somewhat of a reasonably high up in a game, a Chinese game, have places you could basically take them to if you want to talk to them in, like, in a subtle way.
Well, yeah, I would assume that I have professionals who can do it for me as well.
you do, but you may not, have time to get them if you want to get the information out of them quickly.
But yes, I would certainly suggest an empty warehouse that I know, or something along those lines.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That will be more conducive to extended questioning, in air quotes, than the hotel room here.
We would be wise to take your advice.
So you take them there. And they eventually wake up. And look at you. And at this point, they're not saying anything.
Well, that is to be expected.
So, what is it you wish to know?
Well, let's start with the basics of who they're working for and so forth.
I presume these guys don't speak English?
No, they don't speak English.
Yeah, so I'll translate. and punch them in the face.
Well, I'll stand there looking menacingly, waiting to see if. I think I made my character like as a subordinate to Jim's character.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
So.
Okay, so Jim, do you have interrogate or intimidate?
Yes, I have lots of intimidate, as it happens.
Okay, make intimidate roll.
I will spend some luck to make that a success.
Okay. So, what's your first question?
Who do you work for? That was the question, right?
Hopeful.
And why were you following us?
Brady. Following Brady, not you.
Okay, interesting. But then why were you following Brady?
We have orders to capture Brady.
To capture him?
Kill him. To capture him and return books that he has stolen, or items he has stolen.
Return them to Ho Fang. What books are these?
We don't know. We're just told to capture, Brady, get books, and then kill Brady.
So you were just going to take all his books?
We just do what we're told.
So was I thought, I'm a little confused, because was Brady still with us at this point when we... did the following of the following thing? I thought he had gone off his separate way.
After he had, we saw you speaking with Brady, and our group split to follow both lines.
Yeah, we were supposed to have, go back to talk to the bartender today, right, who was going to make us an appointment with Brady.
Right, but he's dead.
The bartender is, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know where Brady is at the moment.
Right.
So oh, no, we do. No, we do. We met Brady. So
you met Brady, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So they followed us, and hoping that we would lead them to Brady, which we did.
Yep. And then they split, and one lot followed you, and the other lot followed Brady.
So
presumably they have the books and Brady at this point.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yep. That's, oops.
So where were you to take the books once you recovered them?
To Hofeng.
Where? Hofeng is a person, right?
Yes. Make me a knowledge roll, Jim.
Nope. I don't know where he is.
Okay. How badly?
Very badly.
What about me, Gary?
Ed, you can make it. You've been here for a while, so you can make it.
Max.
Sorry, Max.
Max is from here.
Yeah, Max is from here as well, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see, no roll. I can burn 4 points of luck to make that a success.
Okay, Hofeng, who on the outside basically runs the import-export, but is also known as the leader of the Order of the Bloated Woman in Shanghai. And
Order of the Bloated Woman?
Yes. You know that he's a very dangerous man and is untouchable by the local Chinese official. You guys do know where he lives. He's not too shy about where he lives. So you know where his house is. And
well, yeah,
you
know, he's not shy because we know he's not to be messed with.
Right.
Yeah. And so the import-export and the Dark Mistress is one of his steam yachts.
So you were to take the books to his house?
To Hofeng, yeah.
To Hofeng's house, or to Hofeng in a restaurant, to Hofeng's boat, to Hofeng's office building?
Wherever he asked us to meet.
Where did he ask you to meet? That's the question. I think you might have to mess him up a little bit. I'm sorry, Brother Sum, but he's not really helping us out so much. We don't really care where Hofeng is. We care where the books end up, right?
I would give the nod to Chang.
crack his knuckles and then pull out his
just roll some damage for me.
Pull out his brass knuckles and then smash one of the guys.
Yeah, roll some damage. I'm not to hit, just damage.
All right. Oh, okay, that's nice. 4 damage.
Okay, you hurt him a bit. He said it was to be taken to the island.
The island, because there's only one around here.
Grey Dragon Island.
Ah. Do you know Grey Dragon Island?
I guess that's no rolls for us, Gary.
Yes, it will be no rolls for you.
I do not know that either.
Oh, I do know that. Or I guess I got a regular no.
Okay, you heard of Grey Dragon Island? It's an island coastal island, unusual in the region because of a dormant volcanic cone that crowns it. The island so called because of grey steam or smoke that rises from the pink. You've heard strange rumors about this island, and that every few weeks, some junks, including Hofong's private yacht, travel to the island.
Now we're getting somewhere. That wasn't so hard. How long do you think it's going to take for your friends to get the books and get out to the island? Do they have transportation arranged? Are they going to take their own boat, or how are they getting out there? Maybe we can intercept the
Dark Mistress.
So that's interesting. Yeah. So Hofong is not on the Dark Mistress, but Carlisle is, and you are to take the Dark Mistress out to the island.
With Carlisle? With Brady, sorry. We are to meet with Hofong. He is to take the books.
So you're to meet Hofong on the Dark Mistress?
Wherever, at his house or at the importers. Where he says to meet him.
What's the communication method that is going to allow you to know where to find him?
Through the offices.
Of the import exports. So you're supposed to go to the warehouse. That's your first stop, is to go to the warehouse.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't seem so difficult. Do we think there's any more interesting information we can get out of these guys? I'm wondering if we can intercept the shipment, but...
Maybe we can lay in wait at the Dark Mistress for them to take Brady there.
How many men do you expect to be on the Dark Mistress?
That's a good question.
How many men... on the Dark Mistress, in use, so...
Yes, when you were supposed to handle out the books, how many people do you expect to be on that boat?
Seven or eight.
All them good-looking fellas like you?
Yeah.
That's not a bad number.
Mm-mm. There is one who travels on the Dark Mistress from time to time, who isn't like us.
Yes.
They're more like, he nods over to Edwin, your character.
All right, so this must be Penhu, I guess.
It's got to be.
It's got to be Penhu, yeah. What's his position? Do you have to take orders from him?
Yes.
Does he have any authority? Yes.
Yes.
That must be kind of a drag, having to take orders from a English chap. My very
he
brief
is important in he's important in hope in our Lord's group, and is important in the tasks for the future.
Oh, you know about the tasks for the future, do you? They trust you that much?
We only know that there is a major task for the future that we are helping Hofeng.
Is this a task that involves you leaving the country?
No.
No. Okay. Well, that's nice that you get to stick around while the world gets destroyed. So we need to know how to get on this boat, kind of a thing, really, huh?
We will tell you no more.
What did you say?
I'm going to give the nod to Chang.
Roll damage. Roll damage.
All right. That's going to be another 4.
That seems like a good number, actually. It's,
Okay. He still won't talk.
We should find out, see if he'll tell us. So what's on? What is on Gray Dragon Island?
Never been there.
Never been there. Huh. What about you? The other one.
No. Never been there.
Never talked to your friends who've been there? Never talked to the guy that drives the boat there?
They don't like to talk about it.
Interesting. So, what do we do with these guys when we're done with them?
I could take them to go around the coast for a trip. Don't you worry about that.
Yes, Chen can dispose of them. Chang is good at such things.
Help me find a good spot.
I think you guys can find a good spot to dispose of these two.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to mind that. They don't have anything to offer us to sort of keep them alive.
To bring them for lives.
These are low-level thugs. They don't have anything to offer.
Okay, so right. Pretty much we will knock them out before we dump them somewhere.
That's the humane way of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think that's all we're gonna get probably. That's some good stuff to know.
Yeah, that's the mafia way to deal with things, so
okay. So where to next?
So how long did all of this take us?
I would say a good 3 hours, maybe 4 hours.
Well, what do you think? Do we want to go to... do we want to go to the warehouse or straight to the boat?
The boat at the warehouse.
Oh, right. That makes it easier to decide.
Do you have the warehouse or the mansion? Hopeful's mansion.
But we have no reason to go to the mansion because we were told that they're going to go to the warehouse to find out either to go to the mansion or the boat, and then they're going to go to the boat because they have to get to Grey Dragon Island eventually. I mean, we could go to the mansion, but that seems like it's probably even better guarded than the warehouse.
And that warehouse was quite heavily guarded.
Yeah. Yeah, as was the boat.
Yeah, well, the boat was part of at the warehouse, and yeah.
Yeah, but even the sort of coming secretly from behind is what I was saying. Still. Well, what do we want to do? Don't all speak at once.
Jim, Max.
Yeah,
both of you, maybe.
I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, no. I got you, Randall.
Jim, Max, what do you guys want to do?
Well, I'm sorry, I was muted. I was talking. I was saying I leave my decisions up to the boss because, I mean, I'm just a little lowly hatchet man.
So we have a heart-to-heart, brother Sim and John Smiley, to figure out where to go next.
So,
what's your opinion?
The options are the island or the yacht, right? That's basically
or Ho Fung's house, I guess.
You got Ho Fung's mansion. You need or somehow get to the island. Or the import-export.
Okay,
or where the yacht is.
Okay, so how long, I guess the question is, how long has it been since we left Brady at this point?
It's been about, probably around 4 hours, I would say.
And we know where Ho Fung's house is, right? How long will it take us to get there?
Not long.
Okay.
Not long at all. Probably 10, 15 minutes to get to his mansion.
Okay, so if it's only been 4 hours, then presumably that's assuming that the other gangsters did get to Brady and get the books or Brady or either or both or whatever, and they were going to Ho Fong's house, then presumably they're either not there yet or have just recently gotten there, so... I think that's our best bet.
The house,
okay. Yeah.
I'm game. Do we want to get some reinforcements, or is time of the essence and we should just go quickly as we are?
Well, we have Chang and Tony, and Nails.
They're good.
Yeah, I think.
All right.
I think the time factor is more critical. So.
Well, lead on.
I have faith in Chang, and Tony looks like he can take care of himself, so.
So you know he lives near the old city, on the edges of the international settlement police. You get there reasonably quickly. Compound walls are 13 feet high and looks like very strong gates. The walls and gates are topped by spear point, broken glass, and barbed wire.
The mansion, we don't just knock on the front gate here and say, let us in. Sorry, you were still describing?
Sorry, yeah, the mansion. No, that's right, you haven't got in, so that's the next stage. So what do you want to do? How do you want to get in?
Do we think You think there's just the main gate? Do you think there's a servant's gate around the side or something? How big does the property seem like? Is this like acres and acres, or is this just a city lot kind of a thing?
It's more of a city lot with a mansion, walled mansion. Right, okay.
But not like big parks or something.
No, no.
I mean, getting over a 12-foot wall should not be difficult, even if it has nails and spikes on the top.
You will take a penalty dot because of the spikes, just to let you know.
Well, this is conversation. I mean, Zoom here, right? I mean, obviously they can lift each other up and get over. I suppose let's walk around the perimeter and just at least see if there's something other than the front gate.
You walk the perimeter, there's nothing but the front gate.
Is there an obvious guard shack at the front gate?
Not that you can see from outside.
Okay.
There's no guard shack outside the gate.
Right, and the gate is like big double gates that a car could go through?
Yes.
Seems like we should probably climb over the gate, huh? I mean, climb over the fence, not at the gate. So maybe we should at least start just by boosting somebody up so they can look in and see what they can see.
Just like, I'm just looking, I've just got a map. There's the double date. There is a smaller double doors next to the big double gate. I apologize.
Oh, but it's right next to the gate. Okay, yeah. And is the gate, like, is the gate bars, like we can see through it, or is it a,
It's solid.
Solid, right, okay. Yeah, so let's go around to the side and either have Tony lift up Chang or Chang lift up Tony so they can, one of them can look over and see if there's, you know, guard dogs and whatever else is in the yard.
Okay, you go around to the side and, okay, who wants to... You'll get a bonus dice on the climb roll. Who wants to do the climb? Who wants to climb up onto the roof?
Roof?
Yeah, basically the wall goes up and then you effectively, the roof is right very close to the wall.
Oh, so you can climb get right over the house. Wall
and onto the roof. Yeah.
Oh, because I was just thinking of looking over the wall to, but if you can get onto the roof, that's even better probably.
I can try.
Yeah, I assume Chang is smaller than Tony, so yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that Tony should lift up Chang.
Get up there, Chang.
Well, I got an 88 and a 98.
An 88 is way better than a 98.
My climb is 20. So
Chang doesn't.
Yeah, spend some luck on it.
Can't do it. I'm too short. I'm too short.
Maybe Tony's not strong enough to lift you up.
Tony,
I'm pretty small. I'm pretty small. Actually,
I can't help him. Like,
yeah, you are helping. He got a bonus die.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can. Here, I'll take a peek. I'll take a gander here. I'm not very big. Can we have instead of me doing a climb roll? Can we just have Tony do a strength roll? He's just lifting me up. I'm not climbing.
Yep. Tony, strength roll from you, please.
Sure.
If a couple of people do it, then I'll let you do it by yourself.
Yes, it's a pass.
Excellent.
Okay, you get lifted up. Now, can you give me a luck roll to avoid, with the penalty dice, to avoid getting cut on the jagged?
How about Dex? Because I know about them. It's not okay, really luck.
Yep.
With a penalty die. All right, here goes. That's a 48 and a 48. Those are both successes.
48. Good job. Okay, you successfully avoid. Okay, now, which side, just quickly, from the front doors, which side did you go around to, the left side or the right side?
The right side.
The right side. Okay, cool. I'm just getting my bearing here on top. So you climb over the wall and you're on top of a building with an what seems to be a courtyard in the middle of that building. We need a drawing.
Yeah, so I'm looking for guards, dogs, security systems. As a professional police detective, I'm sort of scoping it.
Court, yeah, I'm just.
And dogs, I would have looked for before I got up on the roof, because they're noisy buggers.
Okay, I'm just looking. You can see basically from where you are on the roof, you can see one courtyard fairly close to you with lots of doors opening out onto the courtyard. And further off ahead of you is another courtyard. And then right at the back the back left-hand corner is a big courtyard. The rest is all taken up by basically buildings. And to get across to the other side, you'd have to jump between buildings.
Are there lights on in some of the buildings and not others?
There are lights on in some of the buildings, yes. There are lights on.
Am I in a relatively dark area or a relatively obviously used? I mean, are the part that I'm near, does that have a lot of lights on or mostly dark?
Would be reasonably lit.
Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. Reasonably dark, you said?
Reasonably lit.
Lit, okay. So can I walk to a section walking along the roof without jumping? Can I walk to a section that's darker, that seems less likely to be in use?
Yeah, that would be walking back toward what looks like another courtyard further away. You can walk across the roof.
So I will gesture that, or I'll just lean down and whisper over and I'll tell them what I'm seeing and suggest that we go over there to get for the rest of us to get up on the wall.
Okay. You head down there. You head to the, basically, I'm going to call it, effectively the northeastern corner of the building.
And I will, put my jacket down because I'm such a nice guy to help the others not worry about the glass so much.
Okay.
And I will help them up.
Can you each make... if you one person pushing and another person pulling them up, I'm not even going to get you guys to make a roll.
Cool.
That's what we like.
to basically climb up so that all of you are on the roof. And you're near a courtyard.
And we haven't seen anybody walking around the courtyards or any or guards or anything like that.
No.
Has there been any noise or movement? Is there, I don't know if there's chimneys with, we're in May. I have no idea. Chimneys or vents or any sign of life other than the lights?
There are chimneys. You do see like smoke coming out of one area.
What is this house made of? Speaking of fire,
it's wooden, and the roof tiles are. It's the steep, you know, the Chinese steep roof. Chinese roof.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So they're fairly slippery as well.
Yep. Well, here we are. Seems like if we want to hop down and break in, we can do that. But, or we could, you know, start a fire somewhere and see if we get people to run out and then deal with that. Are there cars inside the courtyard?
How to call it? No.
Okay.
So what if we could we secrete ourselves somewhere and just wait to see if anyone shows up?
We sure can. It seems like we're pretty secret right here.
Let's hang on a little bit and see.
Yeah.
Yep.
If someone arrives or if someone comes out and is going to leave, or
you'll see people walking around every now and then.
Walking outside the buildings?
The buildings between courtyards. Between like the front, the southwest courtyard, and let's see, just right.
And I guess of supreme importance, do we ever see Ho Fung or Carlisle or Brass Brady or anyone else we recognize? Or is it just sort of subs and subservants and so forth?
Or gangsters arriving carrying armloads of books.
That one would be good too, yeah.
Hey, I'm wondering if...
Make me a group luck roll on that one. But you see seven people who look more like servants wandering around the court.
Okay. I am at, apparently I'm at 12 for luck. I don't remember that. No,
that's bad.
Well, I'm at 35, so.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and roll that then. Ooh, yeah, no, not a success.
Okay. No, nobody turns up with Brady or books.
So do we want to try to take out the servants one by one after an hour or so, or maybe wait till they all go to bed? It's pretty late, you said, right?
Yeah, it is pretty late. So eventually it does settle down.
Is there a reasonable chance where we could grab one and ask him if Ho Fung is even here?
That's true, or if the books have shown up and left, or
yeah,
I bet if we got three of us in an area around, you know, out near the outhouse or something, we could probably grab one.
Yeah, we could surround someone and keep them quiet pretty easily, I think.
That seems worthwhile.
Me a luck roll to see if you can get one by that's wandering around by himself.
You know, I don't really like this type of activity, so I'm going to let the four of them work on that. Well, I'm not feeling very lucky. Can we make any other kind of other roll to?
I make these stealth rolls, by the way, as well.
Stealth seems pretty much anything's better than a 12 luck at the moment.
Nope, I fail.
Let's see, stealth.
Tony passes the roll.
Do not pass, and I'm not going to spend the luck.
Okay.
So maybe we should just me and Shang should go.
Okay, I mean, you so are the, you and, the labor.
You okay? So you two go off. Make me a luck roll.
A small party? Small party luck roll?
Small party luck roll, yeah.
You go, Max.
65. Sorry.
Okay, you get the lowest number you get is basically two guys walking together. What do you want to do?
We see two guys.
Two guys walking in together.
Walking together, basically between buildings. Towards the building that you're on top of.
I have a blackjack.
We can wait for them here. They haven't noticed us.
Yeah.
Because we're very stealthy.
They walk down, basically down the passageway between the two buildings, and it seems to be heading in your direction. They're walking underneath you right now.
Okay, I say, let's jump down on them. So I have like two. I have a brass knuckles for each hand.
Yep.
Nice. So I'm just going to, like, jump down on these guys, one of them, and smash them in the head.
Oh, Tony hesitates for a second, but he jumps. He's heavier than Shang.
It's just going to land on him.
Make me brawl rolls. Oh, and also make me jump rolls to see how well you jump.
Oh, well, my brawl was a 97.
So the jump is tricky, right?
This seems kind of important, so I think I'm going to burn some luck.
Hold on. Believe it or not, I passed the jump roll with a 90. Sure.
Cool. 18, huh? What's your attack?
And let me see, because attack I have 65. That should be way better. 64.
Excellent.
Let's see.
So we make damage because we had the advantage of first attack, right?
Yeah, you got the advantage of first attack, yeah. But now you... Mac.
I don't make the jump roll, but I make the attack roll.
You don't make the jump roll? Okay. Did you fumble it?
Nope.
Okay. So you basically, you jump down, you miss him, and land basically roll to your feet next to the guy who looks surprised. And shout out as...
Oh, okay, so jump roll first. And,
yeah.
And yeah, so then I miss him so that I don't get an attack.
Yeah, which is good. The jump roll looks to see how well you jump. Basically,
don't waste all that luck. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Okay, then, and Tony, you land on top, and how much damage did you do to him?
7 points.
points.
7 points. Okay, that's he goes down, but the other one calls out.
I hear that. I'll go running down and climb down.
Jim, are you doing anything?
Staying hidden and watching to see what happens.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I'm going to jump down, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. There's a bit of activity now. There are another four guys coming out of
they are room, fast.
And a doorman, a man at the front door, basically coming out of a little room, and they basically spot you guys and are running towards you. So there's five guys running towards you.
All right. Well, if there's that many that quickly, I'm going to shoot instead. They're very fast. Holy cow. Okay. It's all good.
Okay. You're going to get, if you're shooting, you'll get a round to shoot before they get to you.
Well, I'm up on the roof, so hopefully I'll get at least a round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're on the roof. You can get more shots. But the other guy, Tony and Chang.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with Tony's Chang's guy because he's right close.
Okay, you shoot at him. Make a roll.
That is a extreme success, which I guess is the same as a normal success. So I hit him.
Yep. You hit him
for 5.
Okay. And he goes down.
And I'm lying on the roof shooting, so I should be a hard target if they have guns.
Yep. Okay. Well, Tony, Chang, what are you doing? There are five guys running towards you.
When is my turn? Because I'm Dex 45. Let me know. Yeah. I'm shooting people.
I'm Dex 60, so I'm going to... You said I fell to the ground when I...
You rolled and you got up to your feet. You rolled and got to your feet. You didn't fumble, so you're not on the ground, lying on the ground.
Great. Then I'm going to shoot at this guy. I'm going to take three shots. So first shot is going to be at the guy close to me.
I took your guy down.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, sorry. Yep. So then one of the other five guys. That's... Yep. 10, which is a critical or an extreme success. Mm-hmm. Then with a penalty die on the second one is a regular success. No, it's not. I'll burn 5 luck and make it a regular success. And then 2 penalty dice, and the third one is a fail. So... 10, 26 damage. Or, I guess the first one's 16 damage.
Is it? I thought...
I'm sorry, 20 damage.
I thought we didn't get... I thought you had to roll an 01 to get extra damage die.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm thinking pulp.
Yep.
So yeah, it's just... I guess 6 damage, and then 4 damage.
That seems pretty good.
So 6 damage on the first guy. He makes his con roll, so he's still standing. The next one...
Well, I was going to say, so I'm going to shoot... Well,
you shot 3 times.
Yeah, so I hit twice, so I'm going to hit the same guy twice.
Okay, you take him out.
All right.
Cool. He goes down on the second bullet. Tony, your turn.
So Tony's, let's see. So the guy that was fighting Shang, he's down.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we got 3 more, right? Coming towards us?
You still have 4 more.
4 more? Okay, so yeah, we'll shoot whoever is closer. And this is a pass for a 1d10 plus 2. Let's see. This is 12 points of damage for one fella.
Nice.
He goes down.
Nice. And how many shots do I have? It's a 45 revolver, so I believe that's just one, right, per round? It's an automatic, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So there are three guys. They charge towards you. Okay. They will get to you this round. So... Edwin, what do you want to do?
I want to shoot one of them.
Okay.
From the roof. Down to their little faces. I will roll an 08, so that's going to hit.
Yep.
For a little baby, 3 damage. I wing one of them.
You wing him. Okay.
Wing him for 3.
True damage. I'm just making notes on which one's getting damaged. Okay. So, Dexes, we've got, this way. So that they'll go off on,
65,
40, and 55. I'm at 75. And you guys, okay. Yeah, you've gone. So one will attack. Who will he attack? They've got basically sticks, and you attack Tony, and he misses.
Wait, what does the first one go on?
He went on 65.
Oh, which is the same as right, Tony. You were 65, or no?
No, I'm 45. I'm 45. Chang is 65.
Yeah, Chang was 65.
Chang's 60.
I'm 60.
Oh, okay. Slowpoke.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so Chang, you're next.
All right. So I'm going to shoot that another guy. That is... a failure, and then a success, and then a failure. So, 1 damage. Winged him.
You winged, I'll say the same one as him. Okay, so the other two go off. Okay, so, Chang, you've got one against you. He misses you. And the last one is against Tony, and he hits you with his stick.
Okay.
Okay, he does. Which is...
I have an armor class of 6.
Pardon?
What? Just kidding.
Are you fighting back or
we're dodging?
Yes, I'm dodging for now. Yes.
Okay, so he's got normal success. Make a dodge roll.
That's a failure.
Okay. This is going to hurt. He does 4 points
of damage.
Four?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm still standing, so. So just let me know when it is my turn.
I got your turn now.
Okay, so I got pretty mad with that hit. So I'm going to shoot that guy on the face. What a success. What a... Jesus, just 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage. Okay, so... 3 points of damage. Okay, Jim, can you make me a spot healing roll?
Nope.
Okay. Edwin, can you make me a spot hidden roll?
Yes. Normal success.
Okay. From a door... way. Okay, you're between two buildings basically, and from a doorway from the third courtyard, basically, a man comes out and basically he's running up from behind him. He has a sword cane. He's not Asian.
He is not Asian. Is that what you just said?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will definitely indicate to assume here that looks like our man's coming.
Ah, good. I will take care of him.
Excellent.
Okay. So now back to the top of the round, Edwin.
Actually, I'm 75. Yeah, I don't know what. So I see this guy coming with a sword, huh?
Yeah, I'm at 85.
You can see him, yes.
How far away is he, roughly?
Let's see. You'll be within probably about 30 feet.
30 feet. So what's the rule on, what is, I forget, point blank range is within your, can't be within your dex. It must be something else by now. Oh, maybe it's dex over 5?
Yeah, it's dex by 5. That makes sense.
Yeah. So 15 feet, 30 feet. All right, I'm going to shoot one of the close bandit dudes who's with the sticks. Is a barely success for 4 damage.
Okay, I'll tell you. Still standing. Okay. So it is their turn now. One of their guys has a go. Chang, one against you, gets to attack you. He hits you and does 4 points of damage. Do you want to dodge? Sorry. Do you want to dodge or fight back?
Actually, I'll fight back.
He got a normal success.
A normal success?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, I get a hard success. So
nice.
Okay, you do damage.
That'll be 1 damage.
Beats the alternative.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, and the guys against Tony, faster than Tony. Just like, Jim, what do you want to do? You actually should have been first. Apologize.
That's fine. So the white dude with the sword cane is running towards the group, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I jump down in front of him?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I will jump down in front of him with flare. There will probably be a few flips and cartwheels involved.
Excellent.
And then take out my axe.
Yep.
And ask him for his name.
Well, are you attacking him?
Nope.
He attacked you.
Oh, he doesn't tell me. How rude.
No sense of honor.
No, none whatsoever.
He doesn't want to talk.
And he got an extreme success with his sword cane.
On my... Well, realistically, had you asked, I probably would have said I would fight back. And
sorry, yeah.
So, let's see. I forgot what I rolled now. Okay, that's close. No, that's fine.
Okay, so he does 7 points of damage.
And I'm dead.
But it was You're a nice dead. Set of flips.
You went down like a nice person trying to engage in a conversation.
I was trying to make it cinematic and interesting and he just stabbed me through the heart.
If you remember, I did say I have introduced some pulp rules, like the spending of luck.
Oh, to stay alive?
Yeah.
So you can spend, 20 points for one D6?
30 points? For hit points, that's right. Oh, that's right, no, that's right. Yeah, just for normal, not getting damaged, right?
No, for damage, you can spend luck on damage as well.
No, as opposed to the 30 points for surviving a something.
One, I can spend luck for 1d6 hit point, 10 points, and can chapter spend half the luck in 10 points, but yeah, I'll allow the 30 points to spend the drop down to spend 30 points to end up on d6 plus whatever is hit points.
Okay, so I'm at zero. So I spend 30 points of luck for a D6 hit points. Back above zero. Oh, so two. That's awesome.
Yeah, two is about the same as six anyway.
Not going to make a whole lot of difference.
Thank you. And as he says,
you have no honor, sir. I will kill you the next time I have a chance. And it is my turn again.
That's right.
So who's next? Do we go next or still the bug guys? It was Gary?
We lost Gary.
Hello. Help.
Oh, we lost Gary.
Yeah, we lost Gary.
Oh, that's no.
Not a good person to lose. In the big picture here.
Cliffhanger. Well, I guess it's also time to stop the session today.
That's true. It is 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, that's what it is. It was a Gary had a heart stop. The timer went off.
Say for the notes that we managed to kill the rest of them, and then then we can pick it up again next week.
That sounds right.
That is obviously what's going to happen. Cool. Well, that's a bummer that we lost Gary here at the end, but.
The timing was as good as it could have been, I suppose.
It was as good, exactly. it is good to be back to see what's going on here with the world.
Yeah, nice.
Okay,
so that's
well,
good. All right, cool.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
You're not playing Mondays, right, Alien still?
No, yeah, I'm not up to Gary's standards of 2 a.m. or whatever it is.
All right, so hear you next week.
Yep, cool.
Take care, guys.
Take care, all.
Bye.
Bye.